And it is the Coach Show, but it's John Gibbons. And listen, I had more messages on Saturday about Man City v Brentford than I had about Liverpool. So many people say, you need to get Billy back on. You need to get Billy on to talk us through that. As one of our most popular guests, of course, and everyone absolutely made up for him. So listen, I'll always bow down to public pressure. I am a populist leader. And here is Billy to talk to us. Billy Grant, obviously, from the Beast Otter podcast, to talk us through Saturday. You know, the manager was asked after the game whether it's the biggest results, you know, in the club's history, and he said, well, you can't knock a playoff final, you know, for its importance, but in terms of status, you know, it is right up there for Brentford.
Yeah, 100%, and thanks for inviting us on again, and thank you Liverpool fans, and thank you to the Liverpool fans who tweeted and everything like that. I'll be honest with you, I've had a bit of a busy weekend, as you can imagine, so I haven't had time to reply, but I'm gonna actually try and reply today, as it is, as you know, it's my birthday today, and it's also my daughter's birthday today, so I've been juggling a lot this weekend, so I've seen the replies and I've seen people question my decision and all this kind of stuff, and I will come back to you about that. But that game, was it the best in the history of Brentford? It's really weird, because if I turn around to say to you, well, I remember when we played Gillingham back in 1985, you'd be like, what are you talking about, Bill? I think everything is, you've got to look at the times, and you have to I think you have to look at the times and the situation, and then you put those things together, you know, you put those things together. So at times back in the 80s, there are certain games that are very important. This time in the 90s are very important. You know, when we went up at Peterborough, massive, massive, massive moment for Brentford, because it shifted where we were at the time, and always a third division club, and it shifted us into the second tier. Unfortunately, it only lasted for one season. So that was like the biggest moment in time as well. And obviously, like Thomas Frank said as well, getting into the playoff final and actually winning from the fact that we'd lost 8 playoffs in a row. Right. So like basically trying to get that monkey off their back, as the phrase as they use, you know, 8 in a row. So win the 9th one and to get into the Premier League again, that was really massive for us. Even though if you turn around to me and you ask me what was bigger than that, I say it was the Bournemouth match when we won the semi-final, as opposed to the final when we were 1-0 down on aggregate, then 2-1 down or 2-0 down on aggregate. We come back to win 3-2. For me, that was like probably the biggest match I've ever been to. You know what I'm saying? So that, now you bring it back into perspective, and then Manchester City and playing Manchester City. On paper, the result, the way that we played, when it happened, the fact that we come off the back of a load of really quite stinky results, and people are starting to talk about, oh, Brentford are going to get relegated again. And I'm just like, you know, as I'm always am, I'm like, listen, if you've got good players and you play good football, sometimes a team like us has a bit of a low, and then you come back, and games like that, you can kind of see where we come from.